Today is Thursday, April 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Let's start with a little bit of a voicemail.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary. Norman,
and I was just calling. I can't believe you left us with a cliffhanger for... you got your lease renewed or whatever. Anyway, I'm sitting outside, so I thought I'd do a little Scotty Battler phone call, so I hope you can hear all the traffic. So anyway, I'm excited about you moving and getting that big old shower with a tub in it. So y'all enjoy that, and I hope that happens soon. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Did I tell everyone that our next door neighbors, I think I did say this, and I'm sure Fatty will let me know that I repeated a story. But when we went over there because I wanted to take some pictures of the backyard because I'm trying different applications I was trying an application, and I still am, called iScape, and it's only on mobile. So, and I was using it on my iPad, and you put in a picture of your backyard or like your yard, or you can even do it for, I think you can do it for inside too, but I'm not sure. Anyway, it's mostly for landscape design though. So you take pictures of the outside, and then it has images that you can add for, you can add grass, you can add mulch, you can put in flower beds, you can add flowers, you can add trees, you can add a deck, you can do all this stuff. So I was playing with that, but now I'm trying this other thing called SketchUp, which is more of like a 3D modeling. Anyway, so we were taking pictures for that, and the backyard, the neighbors, they said that they call our shower, because apparently they had looked at our house as well. They're using the same builder. And, so they said that they called our shower the porn shower. So I may have already said that, but anyway. So the cliffhanger, yes. So we got an email. Mark and I had both read the contract and could have sworn that it said we had to give 30-day notice for when we wanted to move out. And so we were going to wait until our lease or until our closing happened, or at least we knew everything had gone through for the loan and everything like that before we notified the current place that we live. And we got an email saying, congratulations, your lease has renewed. And we're like, what? So anyway, I was in a meeting when Mark got this information, and he called them, but I was in a meeting for work, and it was a meeting that I was running, basically. So I couldn't leave the meeting or mute myself or whatever. I had to keep going. So anyway, it ended up being that we were right. Our contract said 30 days, but when they renewed it last year, they sent an email saying that we needed to give 60 days notice. But I counted the days, and we were 61 days from the end of the lease when they sent the email. So I don't know if they just send those things early just in case, or something. It was just scary because it said congratulations. So anyway, he had called them and they said, oh, no problem. We're so sorry that there was a discrepancy, but go ahead and send us an email. And so I downloaded a form letter and we both signed it and, emailed it in, and everything's fine. But we were looking at the contract and the original contract, and it said that the contract could not be changed unless we signed a new, I don't remember the verbiage, but it basically said the contract could not be changed. So even though they sent us an email saying 60 days last year, technically, legally, based on that contract, we should have had 30 days notice. And so we were fine regardless, but we were just scared about it. And so we went ahead and sent it in. The only bad thing that could happen now is if they find someone who wants to rent this place and for some reason this house falls through, which I don't think it's going to fall through because we had the inspection today and the inspection went really well. There were a few little minor things like gutters that were pointing the wrong direction and, some things like that, but nothing major. And he said the house is very well built. He's really happy with the quality of the build and the builder did a good job and all this kind of stuff. And the inspector was super detailed. He was like going through like every little final. I mean, he just talked and talked and talked about every tiny little thing, which I guess you want in an inspector. I mean, you want someone who's like really thorough and, you know, does really detail oriented, I think. Well, we have one more voicemail from Gary, so let's go ahead and listen to that one as well. It's probably about the same thing. He's probably reminding me.
Hey, Adam, it's Gary again from Portland. And yesterday you had a cliffhanger on your show about them renewing your rental lease. And then you didn't even talk about it today. So what's going on with that? Anyway, I was so enthralled about that, I didn't even wait for your podcast to come up on my phone. I just opened up your email and went to the Geeky Gay website to listen to it. So anyway, please do that tomorrow. And anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Congratulations on getting to move.
Thanks, Gary. Bye. Thanks for the call, Gary. So, yeah. So on Twitter, Gary messaged me and said, "Hey, you forgot to talk about your cliffhanger." And I told Gary, "I'm like, it's a suspense. I'm building suspense. You know, you got to have a little bit of suspense in your show." But I'll be honest, I forgot, because you know, you guys know how I am. Anybody who's been listening for a long time, for instance, that porn shower story that I told, I most certainly probably told that on an episode like yesterday even. Who knows? I could go back and listen, but I'm not. I probably told it already and I forgot. And you just get to hear it again. And sometimes I say I'm going to talk about something and then I completely forget. But I did tell Gary that I was just building suspense. So there you go. I was building suspense. Anyway, so we're in the middle of a very interesting process. We're getting insurance quotes. So tonight we're supposed to be creating a spreadsheet, as you do. You know, we love a spreadsheet, and putting in the various quotes that we've gotten to see, like auto, home, because if you combine the auto with the home, you get discounts on both your auto and your home. But we need to compare them and see. If we munch all of them together, his car, my car, and the house, what combination of insurance companies and quotes are going to give us the lowest amount spent, basically? So we've got quotes on all this stuff, so we've got to compare it, because we need to get that over to our loan officer so they can send a binder over, I don't know, whatever they do, you know, to say, hey, you know, we're closing on May 29th. And I did talk to the loan officer or the assistant, and I said, hey, because the builder told us for every week we closed early, they would give us a $200 gift card. And for all this stuff we're wanting to spend on furniture and, you know, everything else, who knows, it would really help. So, you know, I mean, it's just a nice to have. We don't have to have it. But so I said, hey, is there any chance we might close early? And she said, if your inspection goes well today, she said, I need to order the appraisal. And she said the appraisals have been taking a couple of weeks because of COVID-19 and like everything. And she said, so those have been taking a little bit longer than normal. She said, but if we can get the appraisal back and get that all clear, she said, then we might be able to close a couple of weeks early. So we're looking at that, and we would get, you know, at least a $200 gift card, possibly $400 gift card. And so we'll see how that goes. They didn't say what kind of gift card. I hope it's not like a gift card to this builder. Well, maybe that would be okay. Maybe then they could go in and do, you know, one of the things we wanted to do and just not charge us for it or something. I don't know. It's probably a Visa gift card, but I'm not sure. So we, like I said, we had the inspection this afternoon. We went and met the inspector, and he gave us the list of little nitpicky things. He's very detail oriented. He emailed us a summary, and then we're going to get a big binder with everything in it. And there were a few things we're going to go back and say, hey, could you fix XYZ? But he said everything was up to code, so they could say no on any of them. There's nothing like legally that they have to fix, but we could ask. And then we have to schedule the punch list. Because it's a brand new house, we get to do a punch list where we go through and mark with blue tape anything we want repainted or, you know, anything like that that needs to be freshened up, fixed, or whatever, because it's a brand new build. So we're either going to do that tomorrow or Saturday, probably. And we're getting close to having everything we need to do done. So, of course, then there's going to be movers and, yeah, so much stuff. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.